आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। सेंटर गिव्स नॉट टू रिवाइज्ड राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन टू बूस्ट ग्रोथ इन लाइफ स्टॉक सेक्टर, ऑल्सो अप्रूव्स रिवाइज्ड नेशनल प्रोग्राम फॉर डेयरी डेवलपमेंट। Government committed to improve socio-economic status of all communities, including minorities, says Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. Indian economy continues to show resilience amid global challenges, reports RBI's monthly bulletin. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agrees to partial ceasefire in war against Russia. Israel expands its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in central and southern parts of the territory. And in Swiss Open badminton, Kidambi Srikanth and Anupama Upadhyay to lead India's challenge in pre-quarterfinals today. The government has approved the revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in the livestock sector. The implementation of the revised mission is being carried out with an additional outlay of 1,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi last evening on the Union Cabinet's decisions, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav stated that the scheme is set to significantly enhance milk production and productivity, thereby increasing farmers' incomes.
राष्ट्रीय गोकुल मिशन 3400 करोड़ का, इसमें बेसिकली कैसे कैटल की मिल्क प्रोडक्शन की प्रोडक्टिविटी बढ़ाए उसके ऊपर काम किया गया है। इसमें आर्टिफिशियल इंसेमिनेशन और इन विट्रो फर्टिलाइजेशन, इन दोनों पे काम करना है। ये
The cabinet also approved the revised national program for dairy development. Mr. Vaishnav said this initiative focuses on modernizing and expanding dairy infrastructure, ensuring the sector's sustained growth and productivity. The Union Cabinet has also approved an incentive scheme for promotion of low-value Bheem UPI transactions. Minister Vaishnav said the scheme will enable small merchants to avail UPI services at no additional cost. He said incentive at the rate of 0.15% per transaction value will be provided for transactions up to 2,000 rupees to small merchants.
1,500 crore rupees ki scheme hai, and as per this scheme, jo small merchants ke पेमेंट्स होंगे अप टू 2000 रुपीस, उसमें कोई ट्रांजेक्शन की कॉस्ट नहीं लगेगी और उनको इंसेंटिव दिया जाएगा, और उसमें जो रिजर्व बैंक ऑफ इंडिया की जो स्टैंडर्ड डेफिनेशंस हैं वो सारी की सारी एप्लीकेबल होगी।
Mr. Vaishnav also informed that the government has decided to set up a new brownfield ammonia urea complex fertilizer plant within the existing premises of Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited at Namrup in Assam. Union Minister of Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju has said that the government has been striving to improve the socio-economic status of all communities, including minority communities. In a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Rijiju informed that for the educational empowerment of these communities, the government is implementing pre-metric, post-metric and merit-cum-means-based scholarships. He also said that schemes like Pradhan Mantri Virasat Ka Samvardhan, PM Vikas and Equity to National Minorities Development and Finance Corporation, NMDFC, for providing concessional loans are also being run to ensure employment and economic empowerment. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has said that green power constitutes more than 42% of the country's total power basket. Addressing the 32nd Convergence India Expo, Smart Mobility India Expo and 10th Smart Cities India 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the government is giving special priority to alternative fuel and biofuel.
We are the third largest country in the world which is importing fossil fuel. So my dream is to we need to think about the alternative fuel and biofuel by which we can reduce pollution and the cost. And I am confident that within 6 months, our car cost for petrol car, diesel car and electric car will be the same. And that is the reason now in our power basket, more than 42% of our power is green power.
The Reserve Bank's monthly bulletin for March 2025 states that the Indian economy continues to demonstrate resilience despite global challenges. According to an article titled State of the Economy in the bulletin, the global economy is being tested by escalating trade tensions and a heightened wave of uncertainty around the scope, timing and intensity of tariffs. However, the article noted that the Indian economy has improved despite these challenges, as evident in the robust performance of the agriculture sector and rising consumption. According to the article, India's macroeconomic strength in facing these challenges is bolstered by a decline in headline CPI inflation to a seven-month low of 3.6% in February 2025. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Udyam Utsav at Amrit Udyan in Rashtrapati Bhavan today. The event is being organized by the Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises. The Udyam Utsav seeks to empower and encourage MSMEs by bringing the country's vibrant heritage closer to the citizens. It will culminate on the 30th of this month. More from our correspondent.
The event will feature seven pavilions showcasing diverse products ranging from handicrafts to agro-based products. The pavilions will also feature green MSME technologies, women entrepreneurs, PM Vishwakarma and tribal entrepreneurs, khadi and village industries, and MSME business support pavilions. Besides, the pavilions will also showcase various trade and live pottery demonstrations. Activities such as Hunar Sangeet, Nukkar Natak, Sari Draping Sessions, and Rajasthani Puppet Maker Demonstrations will also be the key features during the event. Utsav will be open for public from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Registration for the Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand begins today. This year, registrations will be Aadhaar authenticated and devotees will be required to provide their Aadhaar card details during registrations. Pilgrims can register online at registrationandtouristcare.uk.gov.in. To enhance convenience for the devotees, the tourism department has started the online registration process 40 days ahead of the journey this year. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. India has sent machinery valued at $1 million to Suriname as a component of its development partnership aimed at fostering the growth of the nation's passion fruit industry. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesman Jandri Jaiswal has said that the initiative is to bolster the India-Suriname development partnership. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has agreed to a partial ceasefire in the war against Russia that was discussed by US President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. The White House stated last night that President Trump briefed Mr. Zelensky over a phone call about his conversation with Mr. Putin, during which key issues were discussed. Later, while addressing the media, White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt confirmed that the two leaders had agreed on a partial ceasefire.
The two leaders also agreed on a partial ceasefire against energy. Technical teams will meet in Saudi Arabia in the coming days to discuss broadening the ceasefire to the Black Sea on the way to a full ceasefire. They agreed this could be the first step toward the full end of the war and ensuring security. President Zelensky was grateful for the president's leadership in this effort and reiterated his willingness to adopt a full ceasefire.
President Zelensky described his conversation with Trump as positive, frank, and very substantive. Speaking in an online briefing yesterday, Zelensky said he and Trump had discussed possible U.S. ownership of the Russian-led Zaporizhia power plant.
We will support any proposals that lead to sustainable and just peace. But for this, we need to understand what it's about, what are the details, and, well, God willing, we will know all these details so that the partners have discussed with us. Because in this war, there are two sides, Russia and Ukraine. And negotiating without Ukraine, it seems to me, well, is unproductive.
Israel has expanded its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in the central and southern parts of the territory just a day after airstrikes killed at least 400 Palestinians in one of the deadliest episodes since the war began in October 2023. The Israeli military announced that its forces have begun targeted ground operations in the central and southern Gaza Strip to expand the security perimeter and create a partial buffer between the north and the south. More from our West Asia correspondent.
While Gaza's health ministry does not distinguish between combatants and civilians in its casualty counts, and Israel claims strikes targeted Hamas military commanders and political officials, the likelihood remains high that civilians were killed in large numbers. Despite the renewed violence, Hamas officials maintain they are open to negotiations to restore the ceasefire, even though they refuse to renegotiate the original agreement that took effect on January 19th earlier this year. Meanwhile, the United States State Department indicated that a bridge proposal to extend the ceasefire still exists, but warned that the opportunity is closing very fast. The intense Israeli bombardment has sent a stream of new casualties to the few hospitals still functioning in Gaza and triggered fears of a return to full-blown war after 2 months of relative calm. Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The European Space Agency ESA released the first batch of data from the Euclid Space Telescope's mission last evening, marking a major step towards creating a 3D map of the universe. The telescope was launched from Florida in 2023 and is currently positioned 1.5 million kilometers from the Earth. We have a report.
Astronomers are predicting an avalanche of discoveries after the first major release of observations from a European space telescope built to study the mysterious dark matter and dark energy that comprise the bulk of the universe. The European Space Agency's Euclid mission has captured images of 26 million galaxies covering 10 billion years of cosmic history. Over the course of its six-year mission, Euclid is expected to chart one-third of the sky, encompassing 1.5 billion galaxies. While in orbit, it's tasked with gathering data on how the universe has expanded over time and shedding light on the mysterious forces of dark energy and dark matter. The Euclid allows scientists to look back in time and track the interaction between these forces over the history of the universe. With Sudhir Yadav's report, Aishwarya Rainigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Waves OTT platform will be streaming Deutsche Football Bund, DFB Pokal semi-finals, and the grand finale live in India. An MOU was signed between Prasar Bharati and DFB Germany to strengthen football ties between India and Germany and bring more football content to India. In Swiss Open badminton today promises a thrilling action as several Indian players will compete in their pre-quarterfinal matches in Basel, Switzerland. We have a report.
In men's singles, Kidambi Srikanth, who defeated compatriot HS Pranoit, will now play against Li Shifang of China. On the other hand, Priyanshu Rajawat will face Thomas Junior Popov of France. Sankar Subramanian will take on Anders Antonsen. In women's doubles, India's Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will take on Germany's Celine Hupsch and Emily Lehmann. In women's singles, Isharani Barua is set to face Han Shangxi of China, while Anupama Upadhyay will take on Putri Kusuma Vardhani of Indonesia. With several key matches lined up today, Indian shuttlers will look to continue their strong performance at the Swiss Open. With Mayur Jain's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The second edition of the Khelo India Para Games 2025 will begin today in New Delhi, bringing together over 1,300 athletes from 36 states and union territories. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Pramod. All papers have on their front page pictures of a smiling and waving Sunita Williams as 9 months, 4,577 Earth orbits and 121 million miles later, she's back home. Sunita Bush back to Earth after 9 months space odyssey. Welcome back, Sunita. Earth misses you, says PM. Headlines the Times of India. Sunita Williams touches down on Mother Earth. Headlines the Pioneer. Trump says Ukraine truce bid on track after Zelensky call, headlines the Asian Age. Most papers also have on their front page the story of Delhi government anti-corruption bureau registering a case against former PWD minister Satyendra Jain. And finally, a story in the Tribune says that Nirmal Jodha, a 43-year-old jockey who battled third stage colon cancer, made a stunning comeback at the Mahalakshmi racecourse, winning the Star Shine Trophy, calling it the sweetest race win. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Center gives nod to revised Rashtriya Gokul mission to boost growth in livestock sector. Also approves revised national program for dairy development. Government committed to improve socio-economic status of all communities, including minorities, says Union Minister Kiran Rijiju. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky agrees to partial ceasefire in war against Russia. Israel expands its military campaign in Gaza, launching ground operations in central and southern parts of the territory. And in Swiss Open badminton, Kidambi Srikant and Anupama Upadhyay to lead India's challenge in the pre-quarterfinals today. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.